clearly, when we think about, you know, this sort of decision you made, sometimes we have this either or, you know, I'm either going to do this or I'm going to face this. And then there's this third way that comes up. We see it in Daniel, right? Either you eat the king's, you know, meat, or you die. And Daniel's like, maybe there's a third way. And I think we're going to have to get more and more used to that sort of thing. But part of that third way to me has to be, and it's mentioned in, you know, the original way you've told the story and where it's reported, there's a lot of Christians that came alongside you. Yes. And provided support for your family.
That's right.
And here's what I'm thinking. And as we've been talking about this theology of getting fired around the Colson Center, it's kind of like when you've got to count that cost and make that decision and say, I'm willing to lose my job. I'm willing to lose my pension. I'm willing to live for minimum wage for the next 20 years. But there's also a theology of getting fired that the rest of the body needs. When one of our brothers and sisters has to make that decision, what's the responsibility for the rest of the church? You know, if we lived in Sri Lanka and our Christian brother was the victim of a bombing at the hands of Muslim radicals, we would want to come alongside the widow and the children.
Yes.
But I don't think that's part of our thinking here in the American context. Does it need to be?
I think it does. We live quite close in this community to the couple who owned the bakery and refused to sell a wedding cake for a homosexual marriage. And interestingly, they had lots of gay customers. They had great relationships with people. But in this particular case, they said, our convictions are such that this would not be right for us to enter into this. So we'll sell you a birthday cake. We'll sell you a cake you can use however you want to. But in terms of putting on it, this is to celebrate a wedding. We feel like this is something we couldn't do before God. Well, I mean, to say the least, they got hammered big time, lost their business, you know, all of that. And so I know that people came forward, including some people from our church, to help them. Now, of course, long-term, I don't even know what they're doing now, but I'm sure they're doing something else and making some income. And so sometimes this will be maybe a brief interim thing, maybe the last months or maybe the last up to a year. But in some cases where some of our brothers and sisters across the world, people are beaten in jail and remain in jail and the breadwinner is in jail. So this could go on years and years and years. And so should we be there to support them? Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is part and parcel of what it means to be the body of Christ. There's the local church body of Christ. There's the larger body of Christ. And certainly God entrusts us with material resources so that we can help other
people. Yeah, and you must have experienced some of that in that 20 years.
We did. We had somebody. Well, one of the things we told the girls was, you know, there's a good chance if we lose this case, and we know we're going to lose it because it's just we're in Portland. But we're going to lose this case. And when we do, we're not going to be able to afford to send you to our church school. It's just not going to happen. And we will probably lose the house. As it turns out, the house wasn't taken from us. We had put it in Nancy's name, and they weren't able to get it away from her. And that was part of God's providence as well, to keep that from happening. But they didn't lose their attendant being part of the school, because an anonymous couple stepped forward and paid their tuition for the next 2 years until they were in public high school here, where we wanted them to go. And so, yeah, that's a perfect example of how we were taken.